Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, good afternoon. The good times keep rolling. Royals win the finale. They take the series in Toronto and get their record back to 500, which means we can talk postseason. We can dive into the wild card race. Really, whatever you want to say about your favorite baseball team, there is no declarative statement that you can make that is too wild, too far-fetched, too optimistic, too pie in the sky. Royals go to Toronto, take on the best team in the American League, and wow, what an interesting game. Was JT Noah's working with us back at the studio today, and that's exactly what he says as we're getting ready for the show. Man, what a wild game. Baseball's a crazy game, and yeah, JT's 100% right, as it takes extra innings, but in 10, the Royals come out on top and they take the rubber game by a final count of 7-4. Phone lines are open for you, and man, there's so much to discuss, so much to predict, so much to be excited about with this team right now. I hope you're with me on this one. Again, the phone number is 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965, and I would imagine it's all love today. You know, yesterday on the postgame show, I refused, and I think most of us refused to give in to the negativity. As someone that has talked about this team for now 112 games, you know, prior to the All-Star game, man, there was a lot more negativity than positivity, and that's, I think, understandable when you come into the season with the expectations that this team had. But now they've won 9 of their last 13. The offense is one of the 10 best in the sport. They're coming up with big clutch hits. Now, it wasn't always pretty today. I'm not going to sugarcoat this one. But it wasn't always pretty for the Toronto Blue Jays either, a team that's in first place in the mighty American League East. No, both sides, I would imagine, feel as if they left some golden opportunities slip through their fingers, both offensively and on the mound. Right? Both Chris Bassett and Seth Lugo aided the opposition in scoring chances today. So on both sides, both managers today, offensively, defensively, and on the mound, their team, their performers, their pitchers, their hitters left something to be desired. No. Both dugouts would acknowledge this was anything but a perfect game. And that's baseball. Right? There's always going to be good and bad. There's always going to be positive and negative. And when it's two good teams, a first-place team in the Blue Jays and now a 500 team in the Royals, who blinks first? Now, there were quite a few individuals out there blinking. But when it mattered most, when the team had its back up against the wall, down 2-1 in the eighth inning, the stars step up. Bobby Witt Jr. rifles one into left field, and Vinny Pasquantino doesn't wait around. He drives him in on the very next pitch. Bobby ties it up with the aid of Vinny Pasquantino. They tie it up in the eighth inning, and then Bobby uses his glove to make sure the game stays tied in the ninth inning. So when it mattered most, your stars stepped up. Not only did your stars get the job done, but the team executed. You know, the three things that I was so very sick and tired of talking about, just as disappointed as you were to hear about it every single game, the three things that this offense seemingly could not do in the first 3 months, they've been doing pretty consistently since the All-Star break. Scoring runs, hitting for extra base power, and hitting with runners in scoring position. Bobby today, as I mentioned, ties it up in the eighth inning with his major league leading 37th double, and he comes around to score on Vinny Pasquantino's team leading 66th RBI of the season. But Kyle Isbell, now three doubles in the past 24 hours as he really sets the stage in the ninth inning. Izzy pulls the first pitch fastball past the drawn-in first baseman. It goes into right field. Royals go ahead 3-2, and then Tyler Tolbert gets nice. Ahead of the count 2-0, he gets 98 middle and lines it over the second baseman's head to put this one out of reach. Royals win 7-4 in extra innings. They were 0-4 with runners in scoring position, but when it mattered most in extra innings, Tyler Tolbert comes through with a runner in scoring position. Mikel Garcia refuses to punch out. He pushes across the seventh run. So you saw the power. You put up seven runs, and you're hitting with runners in scoring position. Man, sure, it's not the perfect performance from the boys in blue, but the imperfections came from who? Seth Lugo? Vinny Pasquantino and Mikel Garcia in the first inning when they're unable to capitalize on that Toronto error. All's well that ends well, especially when you take into account the instances of this team falling short of expectations today came from guys that you know will be better next time out. Right, Seth Lugo going 4 2/3 innings, that's his second shortest start of the season. You know he's going to be better than that when he takes on the carcass of the Minnesota Twins coming up in just under a week from now. All right, let's hear from you. Let's go to the Peterson and Associates phone line. It's 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. All the things that you and I bemoaned about this team. Now, whined about, complained about, cried about at times. I don't want to say that they're gone because you still have 50 games to play. But the dread that I felt throughout the month of May and June, I resigned to the fact that I knew the offense was not going to come through. I knew they weren't going to hit for power. I had no belief that they were going to come through with a runner in scoring position. In my quiet moments, man, I can feel the confidence growing inside of me for this team. I can't imagine how good they're feeling. And I want to know how good you're feeling. Where is that confidence level? Because I know it was tested. It had to be tested at some point. Maybe it's still being tested. Let me know. 913-586-7965. Let's start off with Will in South Kansas City. Will, the floor is yours, my friend. Go for it.
What's happening, Josh? Hey, man, I you know, what I want to start off today with is thanking the Royals front office and the general manager, J.J. Piccolo, and John Sherman and those guys, because 2 weeks ago we were talking about throwing in the towel. And now, as a Royals fan, I've been watching this team for 55 years. Josh, I don't think they're going to win the World Series, and I don't even know if they're going to get in the playoffs. I don't know either one of those questions, but I just don't think this team is a team good enough to win the World Series. But as a fan, I got a reason to keep watching my ball club. And it really makes me excited to see that the front office keeps trying. They keep bringing in players. They make trades that make sense. The Freddie Freeman trade makes so much sense because these are two young arms that may pitch for you for the next 2-3 years that you've got control of. So instead of dumping guys, they're making moves for next year. But these moves may even help us this year. So these guys are showing a really, a lot of baseball savvy, in my opinion. And I think for me, the baseball fan, I'm going to continue to listen like I have been and watch for the last 55 years. So I want to thank those guys. And that's all the comments I have for today, man.
Will,
appreciate
real quick.
You. Have a good Sunday.
Yeah, Will, I appreciate it. Last time Will and I spoke, we got into it about Seth Lugo. Will was adamant, there's no way you can trade this guy. You cannot signal to your fans that the season is over. I disagreed. I thought they had to move Seth Lugo. Will brought up the idea of extend him, pay him, keep him around. And I shot him down. I said, get real, Will. There's no chance that Seth Lugo is going to leave that much money on the table and forego free agency. Likewise, are the Royals going to make a good enough offer to Seth Lugo to even allow him to consider the idea of foregoing free agency? Well, 2 weeks later, yes and yes. Lugo, in my opinion, left at least $14 million on the table, at least. Now, he could still recoup that money, but I'm talking he left $14, $15 million guaranteed on the table. He could still earn it, but it would have been guaranteed no matter what happens. And in that same breath, for this organization to tell its fans, because if you don't sign Seth Lugo to an extension, you do need to trade him. It was one or the other. Extend him or trade him. You're not going to take this thing to the offseason. And when they lost Chris Bubich, that's either or, extend him or trade him, turned into a pay a big price or pay an even bigger price. Meaning, break off Seth Lugo $40, $50, $60 million or look your fan base in the face with 2 months to play and say, we're done. Because if you trade Seth Lugo, that's exactly the message you would have been sending. So yeah, credit, no doubt, to the Royals organization for making that fair offer to Seth Lugo. Credit to the Royals organization for being of the quality that Seth Lugo and his family love it there, love it here. But as John Sherman mentioned to me in my exclusive interview with him back on Friday, there's a deeper layer to it all. The fact that Seth Lugo, the professional, the craftsman, wants to commit to Kansas City in that pitching department because he believes, I'm at my best when I'm with Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove and Mitch Stetter. I'm at my best with the analysts employed by the Kansas City Royals. So credit to the Royals and John Sherman and the organization, no doubt, but also love to Seth Lugo for acknowledging that the grass isn't always greener on the other side. Lugo, through 21 starts this season, is averaging almost 6 innings per start, and his ERA of 3.06 is top 20 in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Royals win in extra innings, 7-4, and the record is back to 500, and we got a happy flight to Boston and a mega series at Fenway that starts up Monday night, 6:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock with your chance to win Royals tickets right here on 96.5 The Fan. Let's go to Daniel in Kansas City. Daniel, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, Royals did an amazing job this time. I am kind of proud with it. I was kind of worried, but the way our pitcher, Seth Lugo, has been doing, I honestly think we're going to be able to keep him. I think they should keep him.
They already did. No, it's all set. He's paid. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm happy about. I was worried at first when it came down to it. It was like, part of my brain was like, Seth Lugo is our best pitcher and want to keep him. Other people didn't want to at the time, but I was really, really ongoing for Seth Lugo.
Sure, sure, sure.
I'm a big fan of him. Just the way they play, I honestly think we might be able to get close to winning again. Not sure. Don't really know until we get to it, but I'm pretty sure. I just believe that they're going to win that whole entire game going through.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, Daniel. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Pat in Olathe. Pat, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, thanks for taking my call. I have a confession to make about, what was it, a week ago or so, the deadline? And I was telling my friend, you know, I think we got to trade Lugo. This is probably the one that I really, you know, feel bad about. I said we should trade Salvi.
Oof.
And trade Estevez, right? And I felt like
I got no problem with any of that but Salvi, but go ahead.
I think Fermin is ready to be a starting catcher, right?
We'll see. Not a great night last night.
That's fine. But I mean, plus, you know, like watching Salvi and how sad he was about Fermin leaving, that was how I felt. I was just like, yeah, he's a great player. Like, not great as in, like, will
sure
have the best stats, but the kind of player you want on your team. And young and, well, youngish and
yeah,
fast,
he's 30.
Right? Like,
okay,
fast for a catcher. I was excited about this, but I've been proven completely wrong on all of that. I really, similar to what Will was saying, like, I'm just really impressed with how the front office did it. I mean, somehow we managed to both, like, build for the future and, you know, are ready to win now, right? Like, not the World Series, but, like, we're in a position where we can make the playoffs. I think, you know, Fangraph has us, like, a 1 in 10 chance. Royal 1 to 10, I definitely would. I think our chances are much better than that. I'm just really impressed with how they handled it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we have a team that just needs a few pieces to flip the switch, I think. We just needed somewhere to have a little bit more of a spark on offense. And you saw it today, right? Like, the first run was like a fly ball from one of the trades.
It was a gift,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they cashed in on the gift that the Blue Jays gave him in the fourth. Yep,
exactly. And it was one of the trades that hit the fly ball that we haven't been getting all season long, right?
Yeah.
And then the core pieces come and end it, right? Like, it was just really great to see.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks for the phone call, Pat. I appreciate it. Royals, according to Fangraphs right now, have a 14.5% chance of making the playoffs. They got the record back to 500 today with an extra innings series victory clinching 7-4 win against the Blue Jays. Yeah, Mike Yastrzemski, the name you're searching for. Royals in the top of the fourth inning trailing 1-0. Vinny with one out and nobody on. Pasquantino earns a 7-pitch walk. Michael Garcia then earns a 6-pitch walk after he falls behind in the count 1-2. Michael bat flips the walk. So two on with one out, and that brings Salvi to the dish. He wears one, takes an 84-mile-per-hour changeup off the, left shoulder? 91st time Salvi's been hit by a pitch in his career. That's the second most in franchise history. So now the bases are loaded with one out. And if I sounded as if I was dismissing your love for Mike Yastrzemski, it's because he's a big leaguer. And maybe this is reflective and explains why I was so frustrated, and many of us were so frustrated over the course of the first 3 months of the season. Bases loaded, one out. That better be a run. And honestly, I want multiple runs there. Yastrzemski, you know the job. Do not punch out. Put the ball in play. Get Pasquantino home from third. Yastrzemski gets the job done. First pitch curveball over the dish. He lines it to shallow left field, and Vinny and Vance Wilson, feeling frisky, they send the Pasquatch, and he's able to score. So that tied the game up at one apiece. Blue Jays would cash in another leadoff walk from Seth Lugo in the fifth. They take a 2-1 lead. That 2-1 score would last until the eighth inning. That's when Bobby hits the two-out double and Vinny drives him in. We're tied up, going to extras, and the Royals put five on the board in the 10th inning, highlighted by Tyler Tolbert's bases loaded, two-run single. Royals win 7-4, and again, the record is now 56-56. Well, you've mentioned John Sherman, and we've already had a couple of callers give some love to this Royals organization for securing Seth Lugo, for bringing in Randall Grichuk and Mike Yastrzemski, Bailey Falter and Ryan Burgert, Stephen Kolek, who's making his AAA debut tonight in Omaha. We'll see Bailey Falter make his debut Monday night in Boston. Ryan Burgert makes his Royals debut Tuesday night in Boston. Well, I mentioned it earlier. I had a chance to sit down with Royals chairman and CEO John Sherman. If you missed that conversation, you can find it on the All Things Vern podcast. It's on the Odyssey app or really wherever you get your podcast. Just search All Things Vern. You'll see all the post-game shows there, and then you'll see my exclusive 20-25-minute conversation with the Royals chairman and CEO. Here's what he had to say to my question about Seth Lugo and what message he hopes that extension sends to the fans.
Well, I kind of think about what it did for the team, right? I think when you think about a talent like that, and, you know, if we couldn't have signed him, you know, JJ has to evaluate seeing what we could get for him, right? But we'd been talking about that, and we thought, what else could we do for our team than take a guy that was a runner-up last year in the Cy Young? He's pitching well again. He's a leader in the clubhouse. He sets a great example. He means a lot to our fans. He's a stopper, you know, when we need an outing. He steps up and does it. What could we possibly do that would be more important than that for our team right now? So I hope that's the message. And this is about building this thing for the long haul, too. I mean, I guess that's the other thing, right? You know, we could have helped our team. You know, if we traded him, I'm sure we would have helped our team, but it probably would have been with some prospects or maybe something else packaged up. But I don't think it would have been as good as making sure we got this guy around here for the next couple of years, if not maybe another year after that.
I don't know many Royals fans that expected a player of Seth Lugo's caliber this close to free agency to sign what is without question a fair deal, but possibly leave some money on the table.
Yeah. You know, what's exciting for me too is for a guy like that to say, I want to be here. His family wants to be here. I get that. But from a pure business standpoint, and it's not just, you know, I like it here, but as it relates to his profession and his craft, right? He feels like this is as happy as he's ever been. It's also the best he's pitched in his career. And I think he feels really good about our pitching department. And that's something that I'm pretty proud of. And I'm also excited about what we can do with these new guys. You know, I think between Sweeney and Bove and Stetter and the strategist and analyst working in that pitching department, I think we really have something there. And we've got young guys and veterans that are all getting better. And that's, you know, that's something in the past. I think Cleveland had a reputation for doing that, developing pitchers, certainly Tampa and Houston too for a while. I mean, I think guys like Verlander went to Houston and got better, right? And so that's something That's something hard to do in professional sports, and to get a professional athlete to want to be here for those reasons, that's also something that excites me about our ability to sign Seth like we did here.
Seth Lugo has not been saddled with a loss since May. The win today goes to Hunter Harvey, his first as a Royal. 7-4 is your final score. Royals take care of the Blue Jays, winning a fourth straight series. They've now won six of their last eight series. Royals' record is back to an even 500 with exactly 50 games remaining on the season. Let's go to Batman in Wyandotte. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Batman, go ahead.
No, you know what? What's up, Vern? Is like, we got 50 games to go. And I always like to check in with you when I'm not real busy. And I'm telling you about this team. It reminds me of last year. Last year's team, it went on runs. And when we really need a series, look what we've been doing since the All-Star break. When we need a series, we're winning them now. And we're getting some momentum as far as taking those series. And that's all we're going to have to do with all the teams that are fighting to get in the playoffs and all the 500 teams and all the teams that are just barely ahead of us or around us. We're the most dangerous of all of them. And I'm telling you that this team's going to make some noise in the playoffs. And the roller coaster, just get some tickets. Give me some extra tickets. I'm in for it. Because the roller coaster is the most fun. That's the most fun at the amusement park, is where you go on the roller coaster. And your roller coaster, Vern, always comes true. You're a state-of-the-art of your profession. You're unbelievable when it comes to analyzing what's happening. You tell us what's going on. You tell it like it is, just like Howard used to. And I'm telling you, just hang on, folks, because we're going to the playoffs and we're going to make some damage with this team. We got pitching and the hitting that you need to make some damage in the postseason. Thank you, Vern, for being you. I love you.
Hey, love you too, Batman. I appreciate it. We've seen 15 games since the All-Star break. Royals have scored at least 5 runs in 9 of those 15 games. How many times did they score 5 runs before the All-Star break? Let me take a look at that. But first, let's go back to the phone lines and the Peterson and Associate phone line. 913-586-7965. It's Aaron in Liberty. Next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Vern. I agree with so much of what's been said already. Love what we got in return for the Freddie situation, especially. Honor all of his contributions to us. He was fantastic, but I think we maximized how well he was playing and what we could get in return. My big issue right now is we go get a couple pretty much bona fide corner outfielders, and we've had 2 days in a row where Grichuk isn't playing. We lose a game yesterday where one swing of the bat, you hit one out of the yard, we're right back in the thing. So, John Rave, hard worker, good guy. Guy struck out almost 40 times in 100 at bats. We got to get more out of a corner guy.
Yeah, I agree with you. I appreciate the phone call. No argument from me, Aaron. Now, the thing is, and you might not hear me fret too much about John Rave getting playing time, Nick Lofton getting playing time, is at least for the next few weeks. Even as I say that, there's just nothing that I've seen from a Matt Quatrero team that leads me to believe that he's going to stick with 9 guys every single day. India, Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Salvi. Okay, those 5, sure. Those 5 are going to be likely your top 5 every single day. Izzy, to me, Izzy's probably number 6 of the automatics in the lineup. Izzy batting .350 since the All-Star break. He scored 9 runs in 13 starts since the All-Star break. So that leaves 3 spots open, right? Designated hitter and the 2 corner outfield spots. Yeah. Randall Grichuk and Mike Yastrzemski, I understand the desire to see them in the lineup every single day because they're the new guys. But Q said it on day one at his introductory press conference. If we're not using the guy a few times a week, why is he on our team? And for as impressive as Mike Yastrzemski's first swing was as a member of the Royals, Randall Grichuk, I believe, came through with a double in his first game as a Royal. Sure, the names are new and they're veterans and they've been around the block before. But before I relegate someone to a bench role and only a bench role, I need these guys to perform for a couple of weeks first. Grichuk today, 0 for 2. Yesterday, 0 for 1. Again, John Rave, 0 for 2, and yesterday, 0 for 2 as well. So I'm not saying that Rave's necessarily doing anything to put himself at the forefront, demanding more playing time. But balancing the understanding that Q's always acknowledged, I'm using everybody. I mean, you're going to see Luke Maley, I would imagine, tomorrow night. I mean, eventually Salvi's got to serve as the designated hitter. He can't catch every single day. So Luke Maley's going to be behind the dish. Okay, so Salvi's taking up the DH spot, and you're going opposite. Well, we don't know who Boston is starting just yet, so. If it's a lefty, I would assume Grichuk will be in there in right field. If it's a lefty, I think we'll see Grichuk in right field. If it's a righty, you'll see Mike Yastrzemski, and I think that platoon is going to continue until someone stands out to the point where it's undeniable they deserve more at-bats. No, maybe it's Tyler Tolbert. Now, since he returned to the big leagues, he's now hitting 300. Now, small sample size, he's 6 for 20. But yeah, hitting 300 here in his second start since returning to the show. So honestly, Yastrzemski, Grichuk, Rave, Lofton, Frazier. Out of those five, I think Frazier's honestly done the most to earn more plate appearances. I think he's given you the best at-bats of the bunch. Defensively, Yastrzemski has the best arm, but John Rave might be the best defender. Rave made an outstanding diving catch on Addison Barger there in the fourth inning today. So I guess a long-winded answer is, I understand where you're coming from, but I think some of it has to do with the shininess of the jerseys being worn by Yastrzemski and Grichuk. Hey, they're new guys. They weren't a part of the miserable offense in April, May, and June. They must be upgrades. I hope they're upgrades, but to me, they haven't proven enough to warrant every single day being in the lineup. That's how I see it. I appreciate the phone call, Aaron. It opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. Royals win 7-4. We are very late for a quick timeout. Let's take that break now. Get right back to the calls after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Dominguez set. He deals, and there's a ground ball fair inside the bag at first and down the line. Richick around third base on his way home. He'll score standing up. The ball gets away in right field from Lo Perfetto. Isbell into second. And a ground ball dribbles inside the bag and gives the Royals a 3-2 lead in the 10th.
Izzy not waiting around. First pitch fastball against the drawn-in defense. He shoots it past Flatty at first into right field. The placed runner, Randall Grichuk, comes around to score. And as Sean Mernon described, it put the Royals up 3-2, but they weren't done in that 10th inning. No, Jonathan India would follow by wearing one, his 10th hit-by-pitch of the season to lead the team. Now, not a fastball, but I'm sure it still hurt. A splitter coming in at 85. Looks like it hit him right in the middle of the back, too. Nonetheless, you know, sorry, first and second, nobody out. I'm sure India's over it by now. Sir Anthony Dominguez, as, boy, a lot of those relievers we saw moved at the deadline have been gagging around Major League Baseball. Yankees relievers, Louis Varland today. Sir Anthony Dominguez, so he wants no part of Bobby Witt Jr., basically just puts him on first base, and now it's loaded up with nobody out. Tyler Tolbert steps to the dish with the bases juiced, and again, Tolley gets ahead 2-0. And then on 2-1, he takes the 98-mile-per-hour fastball in the middle of the dish, and he lines it over a pulled-in infield, lines it over the second baseman's head into center field. Izzy and India come around to score. Bobby would come in to score just a moment later on an errant throw by the Blue Jays catcher. I don't know what he's thinking. Alejandro Kirk tries to pick off Bob at third and airmails it into left field. So Bob comes in to score. That makes it 6-2. And then with Tyler Tolbert now standing on third base, Michael Garcia refuses to punch out. Puts the ball in the air. Sack fly. 7-2 Royals going to the bottom of the 10th inning. And maybe you were nervous. I wasn't. Carlos Estevez closes the door and the Royals pick up the series finale, the rubber game. They take it in Toronto by a final count of 7-4. But Kyle Isbell, with that 10th inning RBI double, puts the boys ahead 3-2, and it's one of his two hits tonight. Back-to-back multi-hit performances from Kyle Isbell. Last night, he hits a pair of doubles and drives in a run. Today, he singles, doubles, and drives in a run. Kyle Isbell, for the second straight game, is the Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Throw into the fact that he played another strong 10 innings of center field, one of the finest defensive center fielders in Major League Baseball. And for being named player of the game, Kyle will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It'll all be delivered to the Isbell's home from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to Royal center fielder Kyle Isbell, today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. As on a day where Seth Lugo didn't have his best stuff, right? He walks four, doesn't finish the fifth inning. He's picked up by an offense that for the past 2.5 weeks has been doing all the things that it didn't do in the first 2.5 months. Hitting for power, scoring runs, and coming through clutch. You want to throw something else into that equation? coming from behind. Didn't see that very often early on in the season. When the Royals would fall behind, well, you know, it felt as if the game was over because the offense wasn't going to string together hits. They weren't going to put up a crooked number. Royals trailed this game 2-1 heading to the eighth inning. They win it in 10, 7-4. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And I kind of thought that the Royals would do something like this because, you know, here this year they always like to score in the late innings. So I kind of figured that they would score in the late innings. So it's glad to see that they're back at 500. And so let's go to Boston and take 2 out of 3 from the scorching hot Red Sox. And let's see what Bailey Falter and Berger can do. And let's go get 2 out of 3 from the Twins and return home with some positive momentum, as I think we will still make the playoffs in the end. So let's just keep this hot streak going, Vern.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Garrett. Thank you very much. I see Dan and KCK on the text line. He's excited to watch Bailey Falter tomorrow as well. Yeah, the lefty makes his Royals debut Monday night, 6:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. Let's go to Austin in Concordia. Austin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Vern. Heck of a win, heck of a series again. Just, you know, I don't want to be too Debbie Downer, but just should the Royals maybe attack Estevez a little bit differently in later game situations? Because I have zero confidence with him in 10 innings, in the 10th, 11th, whatever. And that's where statistically he's also the worst this season about giving up runs and stuff. And I know we had 5 runs to work with, but, I mean, felt like that was a little more interesting than it needed to be today. So just had your thoughts on how we should attack using him in later innings and close games, because I feel like we're going to be in a lot of close games now that we're making this playoff push. Thanks for taking the call. Good show.
Well, after a win, would, in my opinion, would not be the time to change roles. When you're hot, right, Royals have won 9 of the last 13, I don't see any reason to shake things up. Now, I understand because I hear it everywhere about Carlos Estevez. And I guess my response would be, who was the last closer that this team had that you're putting your feet up? Who was the last closer this team had that didn't give you the feeling that Carlos Estevez does here in the 10th? I mean, I would imagine you're going to say Wade Davis, because Ian Kennedy and Lucas Ursegg or whoever else you want to bring in, this is how it goes for closers. Those final 3 outs are the most difficult outs to record because you're getting the most focus and the best at-bats the opposition has, because the game's on the line. I know it's the big leagues, and you would think that everybody's always lasered in, locked in, but you know it's different in the 9th. No, I wouldn't change anything. Carlos Estevez, an all-star this season. And he did have a 5-run lead. It got the job done. I'm not sweating Carlos Estevez in the least. In fact, I'm excited about this bullpen. Daniel Lynch, welcome back. A 1-2-3 seventh inning. John Schreiber has now retired each of the last 9 batters that he's faced as he goes 4 up, 4 down in relief of Seth Lugo. You know, Lucas Ursegg, for those on the text line, are saying Lucas should be the closer. I mean, if you were watching that 8th inning, it was pretty dicey. If not for the rocket right arm of Bobby Witt Jr., who knows how that 8th inning turns out for Lucas Ursegg. Right, he gave up a couple of hard hits. One of them actually went for a hit. He walked Vladdy. You know, being the closer is difficult. I would advise just watch more baseball outside of Kansas City. You'll see it everywhere. You know, Mariano Rivera, Greg Holland, Wade Davis. Shoot, even Greg Holland. I think a lot of you forget how bumpy that could be. Now, he's a legend. He's a future Royals Hall of Famer. But I do think too many Royals fans think what Wade Davis and the feeling that Wade Davis gave you a decade ago, that should be the feeling that a closer gives you. It should not. Wade Davis was arguably the greatest reliever in baseball history for that year and a half. You might never feel that way about a closer again. Nice to hear from you. From the text line and the 816, Vern, you should talk some trash on Carrington Harrison because he buried the Royals 2 weeks ago and he was acting like people that are optimistic are dumb. Well, I'm not going to talk trash on CDOT because, well, I didn't hear him say that people are dumb if they're optimistic. But I'm not going to sit here and act as if I wasn't throwing some dirt on the boys in blue. I mentioned a few times that it's not in the cards for this team this season. I have no reason to believe in this team this season. Now, once they lost that series to the Mets going into the All-Star break, I was resigned to the fact that the postseason was not coming to Kansas City. Now, the only thing that maybe I did that others have not is say anything declaratively. And I give my opinion that I don't think it's in the cards for the boys this season, but I've been around the game long enough that a 4-5-6 game deficit with 50, 60, 70 games to play, I mean, anything can happen. So I never dismissed optimism. I begged for optimism at times, but I'm not going to sit here and act as if I've been confident throughout, that I've been cheering these boys on the sideline for the past 4 months. I was there in April. I was with you in May. I was fighting off the haters in June, but I laid down my weapons in the middle of July. And the Royals are making me look foolish as well. So congratulations to the guys inside that clubhouse, the coaching staff, the front office, and ownership. The boys are back to 500 and on a happy flight right now to Boston. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go back to the people. Mitch in Overland Park. Mitch, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Vern. I think a lot of people were ready to give up on him in June. And, you know, we all were pretty down on a lot of the results, the hitting and with runners in scoring position, et cetera, et cetera. As far as today, number one, I heard Vinny say it when he re-signed Lugo, it energized the clubhouse. There are things in baseball we all know that don't show up in the box score. I like Yastrzemski. He's not going to hit 300. He's not going to hit 30 or 40 home runs, but he's solid. He's dependable. He's got a good arm. He plays good defense. And I think it's the veteran experience. I think you cannot minimize the veteran experience that him and Grichuk bring. I agree with you. It's going to take a couple weeks of a sample size to really make a fair assessment, but I like the veteran experience. You cannot discount that. A couple things about today, the walks, especially the relievers, but the walks just drive me nuts. Little things, you know, I was a baseball coach for a long time. I never coached professionally, but and Izzy has really been strong. He's hitting 350. He's playing good D, but not getting the third on the bobble and right. Championship teams don't do that. He should have been a third. I still give him credit. We got the runs, and most people wouldn't have expected us to put up a five spot. We got the run with two out and nobody on. That was huge. That never happened in June. And here's another thing, Vern, so bear with me. I know I'm going a long time. We question every move the manager makes. It's the nature of the beast. If you're in a leadership position, every move you make is questioned. All I tell my buddy that is down on, you know, the leadership and the decisions, we beat a team the other day with 9 relievers and shut them out. So I give a little credit to our manager. He pulled the right strings. A 9 reliever shutout in 10 innings is unheard of. So I give him credit for that. Every move you make is questioned. And the other day when you were talking about, what's his name? The rookie lefty, Cameron, not going out for the eighth. Well, every move you make is questioned. If he would have come in and given up runs, he'd have been dogged. Anyway, we're a 500 team, man.
Yeah,
we're, what, three or four games out of the playoffs? 500 team with how we played in June, with two of our starting pitchers down. I think people need to stay with this team. The series in Boston is going to tell a lot, but we just won a series with one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, right.
With
just
one of the best records in baseball.
No doubt.
You know, so I say we stay with them, man. It's still enough.
Well, of course, of course. Mitch, you know? I appreciate the phone call. You mentioned this upcoming series in Boston, and, you know, it's going to show us a lot. Yeah, possibly. But, you know, just keep playing this brand of baseball. Okay. Keep hitting for power. Keep scoring runs. Keep coming through with runners in scoring position. Make the routine plays defensively. Take the extra 90 feet on the base paths, which, you know, Mitch, you correctly point out. Kyle Isbell in that RBI double in the 10th inning. Sure, he could have found himself on third base, no doubt about it. He pulls that first pitch past the first baseman. It goes into right field, and Joey Loperfido, as he's trying to play the carom off of the wall, he slips and falls. Now, at this same time, Kyle Isbell's diving headfirst into second base when the ball's getting away from the right fielder. Izzy needs to pop up quicker. I know where that ball is, see that it got away from the right fielder, move up to third base. Yeah, possibly. Sure. Well, some of the other points that you bring up, and it's wild, Mitch, that today is Sunday.
Yeah.
That nine reliever performance was on Wednesday, right? So I had Wednesday's postgame, Friday's postgame, Saturday's postgame, and now today's postgame show. That's the fourth show since that nine reliever shutout. You're the first person to give Matt Quatrero credit. Now, I'm not saying I'm giving him, I gave him credit, no, but I'm also not one to blame the manager every time the bullpen gags it away. I've always believed, hey, the manager is trying to put you in the best position to succeed. It's on you to go out there and seize the opportunity to earn your keep in the big leagues. So Q gave 9, 10 different guys an opportunity, and they all came through. But, Mitch, I appreciate you shouting out the manager. It's crazy that it took 4 days for someone to do it. The walks that you mentioned, Seth Lugo, as I mentioned, walks 4. Lucas Erceg and Carlos Estevez also walking 1 out of the bullpen. And, yeah, 2-out knock. If you missed it, 8th inning, Royals are down 2-1, and Kyle Isbell and Jonathan India both go down. So it's 2 outs, nobody on. You know, here we go again. Royals are going to lose and only score 1 run. But Bobby Witt Jr. says no. Bobby gets ahead of the count 2-0. Got a curveball that split the plate, and he roasted it on the ground to the wall in left field. This thing was moving. 113 miles per hour off of the bat. And then Vinny going opposite the newly acquired right-handed reliever, Louis Varland. Vinny gets a first pitch fastball, 99 miles per hour up. It's on the inner third of the plate, and Vinny smacks it into center field. Bobby comes around to score his 69th run of the season to lead the team and to tie the game up at 2 apiece. Royals win in 10 innings, 7-4, the final score. Mitch also giving some love to Mike Yastrzemski. And I look at the text line, I see Bob and Shawnees hoping for something amazing from Mike Yastrzemski as the boys head to Fenway, where his grandfather, Carl Yastrzemski, became one of the game's greatest of all time. Bob, I also appreciate the love. And appreciate you listening to my hits with Fesco in the morning. Fesco and Dusty, I should say. Bob points out that he was listening back in May when I was on with Bob and Dusty and mentioned how much I coveted Mike Yastrzemski and how I thought he would be a perfect fit for this team. Lo and behold, 3 months later, here we are. Bob, appreciate you listening to the postgame show and, of course, to Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. I'll be on with them tomorrow at 8:20 in the morning. Right now, let's go to Bob in Midtown. Bob, you're next up on the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. I want to give you some kudos. I want to give John Sherman some kudos too, but that interview was fantastic.
Hey,
I encourage every Royals fan to hop into the Odyssey app and check it out, and give it a listen, because, you know, Mr. Sherman talked about raising the floor and having competitive baseball in August and September. Man, it looks like we're going to have it. I look at the schedule. We're at 500 down. If we can take 2 out of 3 in Boston, we've got the Minnesota Twin that we get to play, because there's only like one of them left. And then after that, we've got Detroit we can play and catch some ground there. The schedule's looking good for us. If we can go and catch fire and take advantage of the opponents that we've got, we can have some real competitive baseball in August and through September. And kudos to John Sherman for giving that to us fans. He could have said, trade Seth Lugo. I'm not paying that. He could have said, you know, trade Salvi for that matter. Mm-hmm. But he's not doing that. He's giving JJ and the team everything that they need to build a winner. And it reminds me of how they talk about Mr. K. And that's really exciting for this generation of Royals fans.
That's well said. I appreciate the phone call, Bob, and appreciate the kind words as well. Yeah, if you missed the interview, John Sherman, Royals chairman and CEO, he was nice enough to sit down with me back on Friday. You can find the entire interview on the All Things Vern podcast. And you can find that podcast on the Odyssey app or really wherever you download podcasts. Just search All Things Vern. I asked Mr. Sherman about that Seth Lugo contract and, you know, the Bobby Witt Jr. contract and the Michael Wacha contract. And Cleveland's not doing that. You know, Cleveland's floating Stephen Kwan out there trying to trade their leadoff hitter. They let Francisco Lindor get away. You know, they didn't take care of their guy like the Royals did with Bobby Witt Jr. Tampa's not taking care of their guys. And those are the two franchises we thought that the Royals would try to emulate. But no, so I asked John Sherman, does this just mean that you and the owners here in Kansas City are just more competitive than the guys in Cleveland and Tampa and Milwaukee?
You know, it's, I don't know. It's hard to put a fin. We want to compete, but we want to do this. We want to do something special for our fans. I think we'd love to compete. We'd love to put a great team on the field, but this business is really about putting a good product on the field, right? And exciting the fans, whether it's in stadium, whether it's, you know, listening to it, whether it's watching it, whether it's connecting it on their phone, whatever it is. That's where there's a lot of other things that go into this business, but that's where it all starts. And I think, you know, we talked early on, and JJ's been great. He understands it's to have sustained success, it's not easy. We're finding out right now, right? And we talked for a minute about the big turnaround and making the postseason and having some success. We're experiencing how hard it is to get back, right? But that's the great thing, I think, about this game. You get feedback, this business, you get feedback every day, right? There's not too many businesses where you get this. You're going out and you're competing against the best people in the world at what they do, and you find out, you've got a lot of feedback as to where you are. So it's a constant reminder of what you got to do to get better. But it's also a business where, you know, we talk about sustained success, but it's continuous improvement, right? It's all about, like yesterday, this whole business is about
trade deadline,
evaluating and selecting talent, making the most of that, developing that talent, and then getting the most out of that talent, whether they become a major league player out here or whether you utilize that talent to make your team better via trade. And we saw some of that yesterday. In fact, I'm rambling here a little bit, but Freddie, you know, that's a guy that everybody loves. I mean, not just for what he does, the weight, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is a great opportunity for Freddie. He has worked hard. He's earned the opportunity to be the number one guy for a team that's going to be competing for a playoff spot. And then we get, because he did that, we get two starting pitchers with years of control. It's pretty remarkable.
And I think he left an impact. I think Freddie's legacy inside that clubhouse, whether it's in spring training or here.
No doubt. Yeah. You know, even off the field. You know, he's one of the guys that is a classroom champion in the public schools. He, in our Royals Literacy League, he goes into the classroom and inspires kids. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. I can't have a favorite player. You know, when I get to, who's your favorite player? I say I love them all. But I will tell you that I think everybody thinks Freddie was a special guy and is a special guy, and not just a player, but a great human being.
Yeah, no question about it. I was cheering Freddie on last night, watching him take on the St. Louis Cardinals. Salvi today goes 1-for-4. He's now batting .333 since the start of July. Salvi now just 10 hits away from matching the career total of Tony Pena. Pena has the 22nd most base hits by a catcher in baseball history, and Salvi 10 away from matching the former Royals skipper. 7-4, the final score. Royals take the finale in Toronto. They take the rubber game. Royals are now 9-7 this season in rubber games, and they've won 5 in a row. We'll take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
So I love the healthy, delicious food that we get from Guaranteed Foods, but man, I also love all the money that my wife and I are saving. You know, with that kind of a food supply on hand at home, we're not going shopping as often, and obviously you save on the grocery bill, but you also save on those impulse buys. Things you weren't planning on buying, and then you're like, wow, they have that in sour cream now. All right, let me try it. And then you never end up eating it. You know, saves you 15, 20, 30 bucks every single time you make that trip. Plus, with a wide variety of quick, healthy food on hand, we're not eating out as often, and you know how much money that can save you. Now, what saves me the most money, and I think peace of mind, well, I know peace of mind. Everything's individually portion packaged, you know, the meat, the fish, the poultry. So now my wife and I, we just fix what we need. It's not a whole pound of this or 2 pounds of this or 16 chicken breast in a package. No, it's just what we need for that particular meal. There's no wasted food. Bottom line, you're saving money. Again, Guaranteed Foods. It's not just great food and great service. It's also a dollar stretcher. Find out for yourself today.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods.
Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Dominguez set, the 2-1. That's looped over the second baseman into right center field. Isbell scores. India's rounding third, headed for home. Wick goes to third, and it's a two-run single for Tyler Tolbert in the 10th inning to extend the lead for the Royals. It's a 5-2 game in the 10th.
They would tack on two more as the speed of Bobby Witt Jr. forces a second mistake by the Blue Jays defense. They made an error in the first because of Bobby's speed. They make an error in the 10th because of Bobby's speed. 7-2 go into the bottom of the 10th inning, and the Royals hold on for a 7-4 victory. They take the series against the American League East leading Toronto Blue Jays, taking the series finale by a final count in 10 innings, 7-4. Royals have now won 9 straight series finales. That's the second longest streak in franchise history. On the call was Sean Mernon, the voice of the Royals' AA affiliate, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, did an outstanding job alongside Jake Eisenberg. All right, so the Royals are now 56-56, and they're on their way to Boston, where just had a chance to look at the pitching matchups for this weekend, or for this week. I have no idea what day it is right now. Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Boy, oh boy, get your popcorn ready. Tomorrow it's going to be Monday night, 6:10. It's going to be Bailey Falter and Brian Bayo. Game two, it's going to be Ryan Burgert and Garrett Crochet. And then the finale, all games start at 6:10. The finale on Wednesday, Michael Wacha going opposite the newly acquired righty, Big Red. Why can't I think of May's first name right now? The old Dodgers right-hander. Why can't I? Dustin May. Thank you very much, JT Noah, back at the studio. Yeah, so that's the pitching matchup. Not an easy, but you wouldn't expect it to be easy. The Red Sox just swept the Houston Astros. They're one of the hottest teams in the American League. Well, Tyler Tolbert, as you just heard, that two-run single puts the boys up for good. It turns out to be the game-winning two-run bases-loaded single from the rookie who, after the game, received the Joel Goldberg treatment on the field on FanDuel Sports Network.
Yes, and I know Hud's the president of the Tyler Tolbert fan club. We all are, for that matter. The last time I wanted to get you on, that was Wrigley Field, and you had to leave a little bit early after your first career home run. No heat exhaustion today. Phenomenal hit. You got to know they're pitching around Bobby at that point. What's the thought process in the on-deck circle?
After I saw he want Bobby, just, you know, be patient. And I just get my pitch, you know, and don't try to do too much, and just stay in my approach and just do what I do.
They were in expecting a bunt on Izzy. They were in even further expecting a bunt on you. What does that do to your mindset, too? You could beat out most bunts, but now suddenly they're offering you that hit.
It's just read the defense, you know, give what the defense is giving me. And Vance told me to swing, and so we got a good swing. Good pitch to hit and put a good swing on it, and we drove in some runs, so that's all that matters.
How much do you like these big moments? I know you talked to me a lot about, hey, I have to be ready for anything no matter what, but your role typically is to come in and pinch run. Here you have a chance to help win a game. How much do you love that spotlight?
Just slow the game down and just one game, one pitch at a time, one out at a time. You know, just every at bat, every pitch is a moment, and just try to slow the game down and just do my job. That's all I'm trying to focus on.
Last thing, I know they're all important. Q stresses that every single day, but this was a game that you guys hung in there and turned it on late too. How big of a win was this in terms of the grind?
It's a huge win. Any series win is good. We just want to just keep doing what we do and just go 1-0 each day and just win today. That's all my set.
Great hit. Great job on the win, and we'll see you tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Thank you so much.
Again, that audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Royals win 7-4. They're now 7-4 in extra inning games this season. Tyler Tolbert's two-run 10th inning single is today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go back to the calls and Trucker Steve. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, I really, really like what I'm seeing from this team. This thing could have went either way out of the break. In the Marlins series, I was like, oh, man, here we go.
Yep. Me too.
But listen, this ownership, and I know this is cliche, we got a lot of high character, high value professional baseball players on this team. And this new guy, Yastrzemski, I really like his demeanor, how he carries himself. Grychek also. Listen, you know, we just beat – this is a number five payroll in baseball in the Toronto Blue Jays. They put 40,000 people in the stands the other night when I was watching.
Yep. Tonight, too. Yep.
Yeah. And you know, listen, in Kansas City, and I don't mean to predict the future, but this management, ownership, and Q, this team, if the salary cap does hit, the way that they move in free agency this year, this team right here, this team could compete with anyone on a level playing field.
Yeah, no question about it. Steve, I appreciate the phone call. I do not foresee a salary cap happening in the future. There's already a soft cap, right, with the luxury tax. Now, I'm not saying the owners won't go for a salary cap going into that 2027 season, but I think we're... You know what? I don't want to talk about a strike or a lockout. Just put me down for no salary cap. I am not a fan of a salary cap. You know what I am a fan of? John Sherman paying players what they deserve, which he's done with Lugo, with Waka, with Salvi, with Bobby, with Cole Reagans, and what I expect him to continue doing moving forward. Speaking of Bobby Witt Jr., Bob today scores a pair of runs. Came through with that double. With two outs in the eighth inning to tie the game up, or with the aid of Vinny Pasquantino tying the game up in the eighth. Bobby's now hit safely in 26 of his last 30 games. He's batting .303 on the road this season. Let's go back to the Peterson & Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Tom in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you? You know, I would want to recap everything that kind of the callers have said tonight. I am very grateful. I was going to call out John Sherman, JJ, Coach Q, but the only person I haven't heard is Sweeney. I love that John Sherman, interview that you had. I love the culture that they're creating. I love specifically the pitching culture where we can get Lugo for the discount that we got him at. But at the end of the day, the culture they're creating, how excited I am that we still get to watch meaningful baseball going into August and hopefully into September. I'm optimistic. I love the Sherman really saying is like, listen, we're going into this, and second half of the season with the optimism of this team was underperforming and is going to be able to play up to expectations, then nothing is going to stop them. So really excited for Salvi, Bobby, Witt, and all of the cast of characters to continue to play up to expectations. But Vern, thank you. My question was going to be for you is, you also laying down the culture that you lay down with all of the fans. You know, do you travel to see the Royals at any time throughout the season? When do you travel, and how soon can we turn it into Vern's travels? Because that would be pretty cool in 2026. And listen, this sophomore album, I think this is pretty exciting. So this is the way that sophomore albums are supposed to be. So we're all sitting at the edge of our seats. Everyone's getting excited for the Boston series because of what they're doing. So I'm really excited for these guys to be playing up to expectations, and I'll listen off air in regards to your question of traveling and seeing teams.
Yeah, Tom, appreciate the phone call. I'm glad you gave some love to Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove and Mitch Stetter and Paul Gibson and the rest of that pitching department. The Royals, as a team, as a pitching staff, have the second lowest ERA in all of Major League Baseball, a mark of 3.53. It's the lowest mark at this point of the season by any Royals team since 1978. Pretty impressive stuff for the pitching staff. As far as traveling, man, they just... radio doesn't bring in the money like it used to. And you see it really throughout the sports media landscape, whether we're talking about newspapers, we're talking about, you know, television, radio. I mean, you hear these post-game interviews, it's Annie Rogers of MLB.com and nobody else. Now, the sports media has changed locally, nationally, and it's only going to continue to change. So, no, I mean, back in the day, sure, when the Royals are going to back-to-back World Series, I'm going on the road watching them clinch in Chicago, going to every playoff game, going to every World Series game. But the world has changed a lot in the past decade, and the entertainment dollar and the entertainment options have changed quite a bit. So, no, just not enough money in it to have your boy gallivanting all across this beautiful country. Thanks for the phone call, Tom. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. So, baseball's a crazy game, and the crazy train just keeps rolling. Our boys in blue win another series. How about Sally keeps doing his thing, Vern? And how about Isabel? Nice day at the plate, great defense, way to go, Izzy. And I love that catch by Bobby. That was he's just awesome to watch. I love that guy. And I can't wait for the Boston series, Vern. Vern, I heard your interview with John Sherman. I loved it. Awesome work. Keep up the great work on that. That was awesome. And then Will called in. He was talking about Seth Lugo, and I heard him prior weeks talking. He didn't want Seth Lugo traded. Another caller didn't want called in earlier, didn't want Seth Lugo. He was talking about I didn't want it. Phil from Shawnee didn't want it. Several other people didn't want that. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because in your interview, John Sherman brought up when it was time in Cleveland, he brought up, he remembers Terry Francona saying pitching, 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 and more pitching. And that was great to hear. We have a solid foundation. We're going to be competitive for years to come. Way to go, John Sherman. Way to go, JJ. This train choo-choo goes out not only to our boys in blue, but to big John Sherman, not for a statue, but for the moves that are being allowed to made. To be made. And as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Taking a quick look at the text line. Same number, 913-586-7965. My buddy Spike in St. Joe writes in. He's wondering if Carter Jensen will get called up at some point this season. I don't believe so, no. No, I don't think so. But as I take a look at what's happening right now down in Omaha, Carter Jensen and the Royals AAA team are taking on all-star right-hander from the Cincinnati Reds, the hard-throwing Hunter Green, former number two overall pick. Carter Jensen in the first inning gets a 2-2 fastball from Green, 98 up in the zone, and he smashes it to right field for an RBI single. Carter Jensen's now put up an OPS north of 900 in his time at AAA. Now, that is impressive, and he's been very impressive. A ton of extra base power. He stole the show at the Futures game down in Atlanta. He just turned 22 a few weeks ago. Carter Jensen, the Park Hill product from here in Kansas City. I think he'll be on the opening day roster next year, but no, barring an injury, I think you take this thing with Luke Maley and Salvador Perez all the way until, certainly until September. I guess you get an extra roster spot, right? You can add an extra pitcher and an extra position player in September. Man. You're going to have to add him to the 40-man roster. You know what, Spike? Maybe in September. I mean, if the kid keeps hitting for the next month, you would like a third catcher come September, right? You know, help take Salvi off his feet. You get that nice left-handed bat. Let's see where Jack Caglione is first. I know Cags was taking some hacks back at Kauffman Stadium recently as he's trying to battle back from that hamstring injury. Spike, I'll say it depends on Jack Caglione, how quickly he heals and if he can be what we expect him to be upon his return. So my initial answer is no, but if Cags struggles or doesn't come back healthy, well, then possibly. I'll put it at a 35% chance. How about that? 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7965. David from Independence is giving some love to Matt Quatrero on the text line. That's nice to see. Again, I find it surprising that it took 4 postgame shows before someone mentioned the manager doing a good job in that performance back on Wednesday when the Royals used 10 pitchers for the shutout. I'm already seeing some people, you know, disappointed with his decision to go with Carlos Estevez, so I guess a manager can never win. Rally Mantis is on the text line giving some love to Lucas Erceg for putting up a zero there in the 8th inning. Benjamin from up in Cameron, Missouri is, some kind words for me. Says, Vern, thanks for encouraging the positivity on the pregame show today. Yeah, if you missed the On Deck show, I was talking about how last night's loss, I think we all just kind of grinned and pushed through. Last night's 4-2 loss did at times look somewhat similar to what we saw in April, May, and June. But I refused to give in to the negativity last night, and I refused to give in to negativity this morning. I think the fan base as a whole came into the day optimistic, expecting a victory, believing in this team. And maybe having that attitude for the first time in 3 months, 2 months, maybe early June, I think we were all still pretty high on this team. But my point was on the On Deck show, sure, there's some positivity coursing through the fan base right now. Still plenty of belief despite you falling in game 2 on Saturday. No, I believe there was still plenty of positivity, but that positivity could be fleeting. You win the opener on Friday. If this team would have given another lackluster offensive performance, right? If Bobby doesn't come through in the 8th, if Vinny doesn't drive him in the 8th, and the Royals lose this game 2-1, I'm not so certain that the positivity would be as plentiful as it was 24 hours ago. When a majority of us were able to, however begrudgingly, turn the page, move on from last night's loss, because the team had earned it since the All-Star break. They had built up enough equity. Wasn't a ton, but it was some. It allowed for a short post-game show last night. They'll be better on Sunday. We believed it, and they were. Took them a while, but they were when it mattered most. Bobby and Vinny in the 8th, the bullpen throughout, and the whole group in the 10th. Royals take care of the Blue Jays. They win the finale by a final count of 7-4. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7965. I see Scott in Phoenix is hoping the boys do something special in Boston. Says, Vern, count me in as impressed with the start of this road trip. Yeah, Scott, I'm with you. And even with that loss last night, it wasn't as if, and I guess I don't need to rehash last night's 4-2 loss, especially when you grab the finale and take the series from a team that sits in first place. But you know what? There's no need to even go back. the point was, the frustrating baseball that we watched for a majority of the first three seasons, it wasn't as if that was being thrown in our face for the full nine innings last night. Now, it was, in my opinion, a good game, where you tip your cap to the opposition. They executed better than you did. Royals didn't look like a bad team last night. And Noah Cameron showed his moxie. Taylor Clark got the job done. Offense had some opportunities, but just weren't able to capitalize on as many of the opportunities as Toronto was. They were just a little bit better than you last night. And today's game, it was very similar. Both teams left some opportunities, both on the bases and on the mound. Now, just as much as Seth Lugo helped out that Blue Jays offense, Chris Bassitt did the same to the Royals offense. 913-586-7965. Raj in the Ozarks writing in. Vern, every single game it's going to be scratching and clawing, just hanging around. That's a good W for the boys in blue, back to 500, and this thing ain't over yet. Signed, Raj from the Ozarks. No doubt about it. Now it's on to Boston, and wow, what a series we have in store starting on Monday night. Bailey Falter, the lefty, makes his Royals debut going opposite Boston right-hander Brian Bello. It's a 6:10 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock with your chance to win Royals tickets right around 5:15. I'll also be joining Fesco and Dusty Monday morning at 8:20 here on 96.5 The Fan. A special thanks to JT Noah, who I think is really holding this entire radio station together. I think he has produced every single show for about four straight days. 16 straight hours, he tells me in his ear. 68 hours this week, he tells me in my ear. Way to go, JT. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.